Financial Matters is sponsored by Invest for Life and Better You Living. Join Clinton Werner on Financial Matters on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. And Better You Living, for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now. For more information, visit www.investforlife.co.za and www.betteryouliving.com. Invest for Life is a registered financial service. That's Financial Matters, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
Well, good evening to you. It is Tuesday evening and it's just gone 8 minutes after six. You tuned in to Financial Matters. My name's Clinton. Really good to be able to share this Tuesday evening with you. And tonight on Financial Matters, we kick things off by looking at some news out of the markets and news that you can use. We'll then go into our money management tip. Tonight, I want to talk to you about how it's time for a spring clean when it comes to your money management. During Coach's Corner, we're going to take a look at retirement planning. Many people do not understand how retirement annuities work, so we're going to drill down into that, and I want to encourage you to invest in your future. Right after that, we're going to go into our financial freedom segment. Tonight, we go back into the 10-20-70 principle, and I want to give you a couple of investment principles that you can apply to your money management. And above all, irrespective whether your finances are good or bad during our life tip tonight, I want to encourage you to hang on in there if you're facing a difficult situation and to put your hope in God. It is God is able to keep you from falling. He wants to do life with you and nothing is too difficult for him. He is the one who can restore to you the years that the locust has stolen. And I want to tell you, Jesus said, "Come to me all who are weary and burdened." And he said, "I will give you rest." If you need prayer tonight, WhatsApp us now, 061-798-1075. We'd count it an honor to lift you up before God in prayer and to pray for you. And if you want a copy of tonight's notes, our financial management tool, if you want a copy of the financial freedom notes, the life tip, you're welcome to drop me a quick WhatsApp, 061-798-1075. If you want the notes, please include your email address and we'll ensure that a copy of tonight's notes are sent through to you.
Burdens exchanged.
Burdens exchanged.
Life reframed. CCFM 107.5, changing lives for good.
And by the way, let me know where you tuned in from. Give us a quick, drop us a quick WhatsApp, just your name, the area you're listening from. I want to pray God's blessing over you and a blessing over the area that you live in tonight as well.
Market news.
Okay, let's get straight into market news. And not a great day for the stock market today. If you look at the All Share Index, 1.5% down. If we take a look at some positive news when it comes to inflation, the CPI inflation figure is down at 4.6%. And many commentators believe that this supports a rate cut. Many anticipate a 0.25% rate cut when the Monetary Committee get together later in September. Fuel is also expected to drop again for the fourth consecutive time. So that should mean that the average South African has a little bit more money in their pocket if interest rates come down and if the cost of living comes down as well. The rand remains fairly strong, under a little bit of pressure today, but currently at 17.98 against the dollar. The rand is at 19.85 against the euro and at 23.54 against the pound. Just looking at some other information, news that you can use. I don't know if you're aware of it, but the latest stats that have come out from the Savings and Investment Monitor for 2024 show that 30% of South Africans have approached a creditor in the last year to make payment arrangements. It just shows how many people are battling just to cover their debts. While debt stress has come down, still one in three people in our country are under severe financial stress. But here's some good news. The latest stats show that 68% of South Africans believe that their financial situation will improve over the next 6 months. And when it comes to financial priorities, the top financial priority amongst South Africans is income and job security. I don't know what's going on in your life tonight, but if you are facing a difficult situation, I want to encourage you. Give your burdens to God. He wants to do life with you. My Bible says, Philippians 4:19, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Don't try face life alone. Put God in the picture. Give him your burdens. Give him your issues. He wants to do life with you.
Jesus finds you.
Just hold on and I'll find you.
Where you are.
CCFM.
My feel good radio station.
Feel good radio station.
Makes me feel good.
107.5.
Changing lives for good.
If you would like a copy of the notes, please WhatsApp your name and email address to 061-798-1075 or email clinton@ccfm.org.za.
The Money Management Principle.
Okay, let's get straight into our money management principle tonight. I want to talk to you about spring is a great time to do a spring clean in your finances. Spring has definitely arrived. It's so nice to have a couple of warmer days in Cape Town. And I love the season. I walked through my garden the other day and I noticed that a couple of the trees that were barren during the winter months are now starting to show some green shoots. And what does it mean? It means summer is around the corner and I love summer. But you know what? Spring is a great time for a fresh start. And I heard someone talk the other day about doing a spring clean. And it got me thinking about our financial effects. Sometimes it might not be a bad idea to do a spring clean with your money management. Now, spring cleaning is typically a time where you take time out to take stock and clean out the rubbish and get things ready for summer. And I pray tonight that God will help you do a spring clean in your life and a spring clean in your money management. My friend, if your walk with God is broken down, why don't you do that spiritual detox? Why don't you eliminate the rubbish that's getting in the way of your walk with God? But what I want to drill down in tonight with is, can you do a spring clean on your financial management? So many people manage their money badly. And in the book of Ecclesiastes 3, it says, there is a time for everything. There is a season for every activity under heaven. And yes, it says there's a time to be born and a time to die. But in verse 4, it says there's a time to tear down and there's a time to build. And so I want to ask you, are you prepared to do a spring clean on your financial affairs? Use this season, the beginning of spring, to possibly eliminate the bad financial practices. Maybe you need to start a couple of new financial habits so that you can build towards a more fruitful financial future. When last did you do a spring clean when it came to your money management? You know, statistics show that many are battling to make ends meet, and so many South Africans are getting deeper and deeper into debt. The latest stats say that only 2 to 3 out of every 10 people have money left at the end of the month. The other 7 out of every 10 are flat broke. And so for every 2 people who've got a credit card in South Africa or a home loan, they are battling to make the payments. And it's shocking, it's disheartening to see how many people are battling financially. And if you're battling to make ends meet, if you're managing your money the wrong way around, then why don't you consider the beginning of spring an opportunity to do a spring clean on your financial affairs? I really believe it's time to break the old cycle. It's time to tear down the destructive habits that often leave us disillusioned. It's time to build some new habits. Can you turn your financial affairs alone? But here's the thing. Don't try to do it alone. Put God at the center. Bring him into the situation. He wants to do life with you. But here's the truth. When I look at the stats in our country at the moment, and I know we've gone through a crazy time since the pandemic, but many are living beyond their cash flow means. And so many people are just eroding their wealth with reckless spending. And so I really believe it is time to do a financial spring clean. Dave Ramsey said, if you want something you've never had, you're going to need to do something maybe that you've never done. And so you cannot expect something to change If you're not prepared to do something different, nothing will change, and you can't expect a different result if you don't change the way you manage your money. So seriously, at the beginning of spring, what's it today? The 3rd of September, consider doing a financial spring clean. Look at the problem areas. Look at the opportunities. Dare to dream again. Get out of survival mode. So many people are desperately trying to just survive this crazy season. And I really believe it's time to tear down the debts. And I believe it's time to build, to rebuild your finances. Maybe you need to give up on the old ways that aren't working. Maybe you need to do something different. Maybe you need to try a new strategy. I promise you, with God's help, you can solve your problems. With God's help and with a plan and a bit of discipline, you can fix the areas where you've been failing. You can change your habits. Remember, nothing is impossible for God. So I want to ask you, are you prepared to do a financial spring clean in your life? Are your priorities messed up? Are you managing your money back to front? If so, consider doing something different. Shortly on our financial freedom segment, we're going to look at the 10-20-70 principle, where we encourage you to put God first with your money. When you put Him first, He takes care of the rest. I also want to encourage you, can you save before you spend? By doing that, you'll always build wealth. Can you say no to debt? What can you do to improve your lifestyle? Maybe you need to review your budget at the beginning of spring. Maybe your spring clean is to get rid of the debts. I don't know what your situation looks like, but I want to encourage you. Have a dream. Review what is not working. Have a look at what is working and make suitable changes. If you will plan, you can set things up for a brighter summer ahead. And so I believe it's time for a spring clean. It's a great time to get out with the old and to bring in something new. Get rid of the rubbish and align your financial priorities and start managing your money properly. The Bible is clear in Proverbs 29, where there is no vision, my people perish. So have a plan, have a vision for your future. Remember, God's got a plan for your life. He loves you. He made you one of a kind, and you are alive in 2024 with a purpose, with a plan for your future. So do the spring clean. Do the spiritual detox. Get your life right with God and manage your money the right way round. Do that spring clean. Maybe you need to put first things first. If you've messed up your finances in the past, why don't you do that spring clean? You can fix your financial problems. You know, when you do the spring clean, what happens? It reveals the problem areas. It also allows you to clean out the rubbish, to get rid of the rubbish. It allows you to start constructing some good financial habits. So I want to ask you three questions as we end this segment. Where are you at the moment? What is working? What's not working? Analyze your current situation. Where are you now? Now I want to ask you, where do you want to be? What are your goals? What are your visions for the year ahead? And dare to dream. Set goals. Have objectives for your future and come up with a plan. A plan to get from where you are to where you want to be. It might mean adjusting your budget. It might be getting rid of some bad habits. But if you are prepared to do the spring clean, I promise you, you can set yourself up for a brighter next season. Above all, remember that God holds all the answers. Hold on to Him. He wants to be central in your life. He wants to do life with you. He wants you to consult Him. He wants you to rely on Him. He wants to walk the journey with you. So my friend, I really believe it's time for a spring clean. With God at your side, you can begin again. And above all, my friend, if your walk with God is broken down, get rid of the rubbish and restart your walk with God. My friend, if that's you tonight and you know your walk with God has gone pear-shaped, make the decision to come back to Jesus. Do you realize that He bought you with a high price? He gave His life on the cross so that you and I can live. He cares about you. He's got a plan and a purpose for your life. And so, my friend, if your life ain't right with God, surrender to Him tonight. He wants the best for you, and He wants to do life with you. If you've made a decision to get your life right with God, if you want to make that spring clean moment today, just say, Lord, forgive me for my sin. I recommit my life to you tonight. And if that's you tonight, drop me a quick WhatsApp. Just say, Clinton, I've made that decision tonight. Just drop me a quick WhatsApp, just your name and your email address. I'm going to give you the notes all about how you can do a financial spring clean. I'll throw in the Financial Freedom Series notes on how you can get your budget in the right order. And we'll also throw in the life tip on how you can cast your cares on God. But if you've made a decision to get your life right with God, please, if you're doing it for the first time, put a letter A down. Just WhatsApp me your name, email address, and the letter A. I'm going to send you these notes tonight, and I'm also going to give you an incredible ebook as a gift from us at CCFM to help you grow in your walk with God. Maybe you used to follow God, you've let go of God, you've made a decision to say, you know what? I'm resetting my spiritual walk with God tonight. If that's you, WhatsApp me your name, your email address, and the letter B. I want to give you these notes about a financial spring clean, the Financial Freedom Series, the life tip. We're also going to give you an incredible book to help you get back on track with God. If that's you, WhatsApp me now. 061-798-1075. Your name, your email address. Put the A down if you're making a first-time decision to get your life right with God. Put a B down if you're saying, Lord, I'm resetting my walk with you. We want to bless you with an incredible pack. And besides that, our prayer friends are going to lift you up before God, and we are going to pray for you. Up next on Financial Matters, we're going into Coach's Corner. Tonight, I want to talk to you about retirement planning. And right after that, we go into our Financial Freedom Series, all about God's blueprint to help you build wealth and manage your money well. Tonight, we drill down into the 10-20-70 principle, and I want to share a couple of investment principles with you that you can apply to your money management. By the way, if you just want a copy of the notes, WhatsApp me your name and your email address, and just say, I want the notes, please. I'll get those notes through to you. But my friend, if you've made that decision to restart your walk with God, or to start your walk with God for the first time, please WhatsApp me your name with your email address. Put the A down if you've made a first-time decision, a B down if you're resetting your walk with God. We want to bless you with these notes, along with an incredible ebook to help you on the new journey you've started with God.
You are tuned into Financial Matters on CCFM with Clinton Werner. We want to see you build toward financial freedom, God's way.
My friend, that's for sure. We want to see you build towards financial freedom. But above all, we want to see you build and grow in your walk with God. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 8:18, remember the Lord your God. It is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth. And Proverbs 32 says, I will guide you, says the Lord, along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you. I will watch over you. You don't have to do life alone, my friend. Trust in God. If you've made that decision tonight, get hold of me now. WhatsApp me your name together with your email address. Put the letter A down if you've made a decision to say, you know what? I'm doing a spring clean in my life, and I'm asking God to be at the center. And if you're making a decision to restart your walk with God, WhatsApp me your name, email address, put the B down. We got an incredible book to help you get back on track with God, and we'll throw in the notes about a financial spring clean, how to get your budget right, how to consider the 10-20-70 principle, and a life tip on how to give your burdens to God, to call on God, for He answers prayer.
Burdens exchanged.
Burdens exchanged.
Life reframed. CCFM 107.5. Changing lives for good.
Coach's Corner. Grow your financial understanding.
Okay, on Coach's Corner tonight, I want to talk to you about retirement planning. But before we get there, I want to just remind you that September is National Wills Month. Is your will up to date? Do you have a will in place? Remember, your will is going to ensure that your loved ones are taken care of if something happens to you. It's your wishes. What do you want to happen to your wealth? I want to encourage you, review your will. As part of your spring clean, review your will. And secondly, do you have enough assets in your portfolio, in your estate, to provide for your loved ones? If you die, will your debts be settled? If you die, will your family be protected? If not, get some advice. Get hold of a financial advisor. Let them do a proper estate planning analysis, working out how much cover you require in place, looking at the assets that you've got. Make certain that your loved ones are protected. This will season, get your will up to date. So let's get straight into Coach's Corner tonight. Next week, we're going to drill down and look at the importance of wills. But tonight, I want to look at retirement planning. Now, the latest statistics that's come out of the Savings and Investment Monitor relating to retirement, we are told that the top savings goal for most South Africans is their having a comfortable retirement. And the problem is that only four working South Africans out of every, or sorry, let me rephrase that, only one out of every four South Africans are confident that they're going to have enough money to retire on. Many people know that they don't have enough provision set away for retirement. And with that as a backdrop, the latest statistic says that most people don't use retirement annuities because they don't understand how retirement annuities work. And so what I thought I would do tonight is give you a basic breakdown of what a retirement annuity is and why you should consider using a retirement annuity to build money up for your retirement savings. So a retirement annuity is an investment that is governed by the Pensions Fund Act that permits you to save towards retirement. And generally, you can't pull your money out of your retirement annuity until you are at least 55. And so it forces you to save long term. Now, with the two-pot system that's come into place, basically from 1 September going forward, every bit of money you put into a retirement annuity, one third of it's going to go into a savings pot, and that money will be available for short-term emergency needs. You can draw one third of what goes into your retirement out before retirement. The other two-third pot goes into the retirement pot, and both of these pots grow completely tax-free. The beauty of a retirement annuity is if you put money into a retirement annuity, you are going to get a tax deduction on the contribution. Our government gives you the benefit that if you save for your retirement, they will give you a deduction against the tax or offset your contribution against the tax that you've paid. So you'll look at your tax rate. Let's say you're in a 30% tax bracket. Then for every 100 rand that you put into a retirement annuity, you're going to get 30% back of that contribution against the tax that you've paid. So if I'm in a 30% tax bracket and I put 1,000 rand into a retirement annuity, I'm going to get 300 rand back against the tax that I've paid. In other words, it's only really costing me then 700 rand to put into that investment, but I'm going to get growth on 1,000 rand per month. And that's what makes a retirement annuity an awesome investment for you to consider. Another benefit of a retirement annuity is that the money in your retirement annuity is protected from creditors. And another advantage is that in the event of something happening to you, in the event of your death, those proceeds in the retirement annuity will be set aside to look after your loved ones, those that are dependent on you, or if you don't have dependents, to the beneficiaries you nominate. So I want to encourage you, use a retirement annuity. If you put 900 rand into a retirement annuity, 300 of that 900 is going to go into a savings pot. If you run into trouble, you'll be able to access the money that's in the savings pot. Yes, it will be subject to tax at the marginal rate, and you're only allowed one drawing per year. But the money in your retirement annuity, a third of all your contributions will go into that savings pot, and you can access it if you run into trouble. I would still strongly urge you not to try to draw that money out of the savings pot if you can hope and help it, because it's better for you to accumulate that money over time. A retirement annuity is a great long-term savings vehicle where you will get interest on interest and growth on growth. You can get serious compound growth in that retirement annuity over time. The money grows tax efficiently, protected from creditors, doesn't form part of your estate, and it's an ideal savings solution to build up money for your golden years. The current stats in our country say only 6 out of 100 people are able to retire financially secure by the time they get to the age of 65. And the biggest reason for that is that people don't save enough. So I want to encourage you, save for your retirement and consider a retirement annuity. My friend, retirement annuities can work for you, but I do want to encourage you. Get advice, sit down with a financial advisor, let them look at what your goals are, what your needs are, and set a suitable saving solution in place. My friend, you tune into Financial Matters. I hope that has been of use to you.
Clinton Vadner on CCFM 107.5.
My friend, I don't know what's going on in your life tonight, but I want you to know one thing. God is still in control. And Romans 8:28 says, "For I know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose." Do you love God? If you love God, know this. God's word declares that he causes everything to work together for the good of those who love him and those who are called according to his purpose. If your life ain't right with God, more important than your retirement planning is your walk with God. Is your eternity secure? Remember, you can take nothing with you one day. So get your life right with God. He wants to do life with you, and you can cast your cares and your burdens on him. When we get back on Financial Matters, we go into our financial freedom tip for this evening. We're looking at the 10-20-70 principle. And tonight I want to look at a couple of investment principles that you can apply to your money management. Before we get there, here's GNR Worship, a local group from Krugersdorp, and a beautiful song called My Life. My friend, put your life in God's hands. By the way, if you need prayer tonight, WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. Just your name, one or two words that depict your prayer need. We'd count it an absolute honor to lift you up before God and to pray for you. You want the notes tonight? WhatsApp me now, your name and your email address. Say, "I want the notes." And if you've made a decision to reset your walk with God, drop us a quick WhatsApp, your name, your email address. Put the A down if you've made a first-time decision to start a walk with God. Put a B down if you've made a decision to reset your walk with God. We've got an incredible set of books for you we want to bless you with to help you grow in your walk with God. And above all, my friend, we want to pray for you. So WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. Also, let me know who you are, where you tuned in from. Drop me a quick WhatsApp, just your name, the area you tuned in from. We'd count it an absolute honor to pray for you and to just pray a blessing on your life tonight. Well, good evening to you. You tuned into Financial Matters on CCFM. My name's Clinton. Really good to be able to share this Tuesday evening with you. Hope you've had a good day, and thank you for tuning into Financial Matters. Bron is tuned in from Mitchell's Plain. So is William, tuned in from Heidefeld. Peter is tuned in from Bell Hawk. Good evening to you. Natasha is listening from Parklands. We've got Maureen tuning in from Chatsworth in Durban. She says she's missing Cape Town. God bless you, Maureen. We've also got Llewellyn and Cassia tuned in from Pelican Park. So thank you for sharing your Tuesday evening with us at CCFM. Enos is also tuned in. So is Tesroy. So is Cash. I want to say thank you for WhatsApping us. May God richly bless you. You tuned into CCFM. The program is Financial Matters. The whole aim of Financial Matters is to help you become financially fit and help you build towards financial freedom. And above all, we want to see you do it God's way. And so up next is our Financial Freedom series. Tonight, I want to look at God's blueprint to help you build your wealth and manage your money well. We're going to drill down into the 10-20-70 principle, and we in part five of that. Tonight, I want to look at a couple of investment principles that you can apply to your money management. The whole aim of the Financial Freedom series is to teach you some cutting-edge money management wisdom and biblical principles that'll help you honor God with your money, shrink your debt, and build towards financial freedom. You want a copy of the notes? Drop me a quick WhatsApp, just your name, your email address, and just say, "I want the notes." We'll ensure that those notes are sent to you a little later in the week.
The Financial Freedom Series, brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. For more information, please visit www.investforlife.co.za. Invest for Life is a registered financial services provider.
Well, you can get hold of Invest for Life. Invest for Life. www.cfm.co.za, and that's with the numerical 4. If you need financial advice, get hold of them. They are able to assist you. So let's get into our financial freedom series for this evening. I want to tell you, the Bible says this in Proverbs 13. It says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. But it says, when dreams are fulfilled, it is a tree of life. The Bible also says good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but it's hasty shortcuts that lead to poverty. And so I want to encourage you to manage your money well. And so tonight we're going to carry on looking at the 10-20-70 principle. In a nutshell, we recommend that you try and put God first in your budget. The Bible declares when you honor the Lord with your wealth, when you give him the first fruits of your crops, then God will fill your barns to overflowing and your vats will brim over with new wine. When you put God first, he takes care of the rest. So in the 10-20-70 principle, I want to encourage you to put God first. And you might say, Clinton, I can't afford to give 10% of what I earn to God. Well, maybe you can start by giving God 1 or 2% and build up to that as you get your financial priorities in the right order. I want to encourage you, put God first. And then secondly, before you spend money on anything else, I want to encourage you to save and to invest in your future. In Proverbs 21, it says, the wise man saves for the future. On the flip side, what does the fool do? He just spends whatever he gets. The Bible also says in Proverbs 13, whoever gathers money little by little makes it grow. So I want to encourage you, put God first, put 20% into your savings and into your investments, and then live on the rest. And you might have to work towards this principle. It might take you a couple of years to get your finances in the right order, but make a change. Small changes done on a regular basis can have a huge impact on your future. And then the final part of this, of the 10-20-70 principle, is you need to try live on 70% of what you earn. First, cover your basic needs and only spend what is left over after you have taken care of the important priorities. And so in a nutshell, the Bible says in Proverbs 10, the earnings of the godly enhance their lives. Evil people squander their money on sin. And so I want to encourage you tonight to put God first, to save and invest, and then to live on the rest. Now, when it comes to that 20% process, a couple of weeks ago, we looked at the importance of saving for the short term, but also building up your long-term investments. We also looked at the importance of, if you are going to build up money for the future, make certain that your savings go into a bank account that is accessible for short-term needs, and then grow your long-term investments in growth assets that have the ability to compound and generate growth over time. Now, 2 weeks ago, we looked at the importance of having good diversification in your portfolio. Ecclesiastes 11, King Solomon, wisest man who ever lived, said, ship some of your bread across the waters. After many days, it will return to you. He also said, invest in 7 ventures, yes, in 8, for you don't know when disaster will hit the land. In other words, spread your investments. Don't keep all your eggs in one basket. We also looked at the importance of getting advice. Get advice. The Bible says the wise person gets advice. And so develop the good judgment. Counselors are important. Sit down with a financial advisor, look at what your goals and needs are, and put a suitable process in place. Now, tonight on Financial Matters, during our Financial Freedom series, I want to encourage you to build up your short-term savings for the storms of life. I want to encourage you, try and build up at least 3 months backup income in a bank savings account. That way you've got easy access to cash should you face an emergency or should an opportunity arrive. But I also want to encourage you tonight to build up your long-term growth investments. The Bible says, whoever gathers money little by little makes it grow. Little by little, small amounts on top of one another with compounding over the long term gives you the ability to generate some serious growth. Now, I want to give you a quick synopsis. The difference between investing in a cash investment compared to, let's say, going into a more higher risk equity basket of share type of investment. Let me give you a quick synopsis here. If you had 100,000 rand 20 years ago and you wanted that money to be worth 100,000 in today's money, that 100,000 with inflation would have had to grow to 460,000 by today to have the same buying power as 100,000 would have had 20 years ago. In other words, if you wanted your 100,000 20 years ago to be worth the same today, that 100,000 would have had to grow to 460,000 rand to keep up with inflation. Now, if you had put that 100,000 in a money market bank sort of investment account, that 100,000 would have grown to about 500,000. So your money in a bank account would have just given you a slightly better return than inflation over the last 20 years. However, if you had invested that money into the stock market, and let's say you invested at the best possible time when the markets have just fallen, your 100,000 would be worth over 1.1 million rand. And on the flip side, if you had invested at the worst possible time, just before the markets went crazy and crashed over the last 20 years, your 100,000 would still have grown to over 800,000 rand. So what's the moral of the story? If I had 100,000 20 years ago, it would have to be worth 460,000 today to still have the same value relative to inflation. If I put it in the bank, I would have about 500,000. If I put it into the stock market, even with the ups and the downs, my money would be worth somewhere between 800 and 1.1 million rand. The moral of the story is that over the long term, it is growth investments that give you the ability to get a superior return than leaving your money in cash. In other words, over the long term, even with the ups and the downs in the stock market, you would have been better off investing your money. Let me give you another example. If you had 1 million rand that you invested in a cautious low-risk investment over a 20-year period, that 1 million rand would have grown to just over 5.4 million rand by now. If you had invested that money in the stock market, it would be worth over 11 million rand. You see, the difference is doubling up your growth over the longer term by taking on a little bit more risk. So here's where it gets important. It's important to put some money in cash investments that are available for short-term needs. You don't want to pull money out of your growth investments for short-term needs. You want to put some money aside for short-term needs, and the best sort of place to park that money will be a bank account. But if you're looking to generate growth over the long term, you need to take on a little bit of risk and consider a basket of shares or balance funds. So get some advice. I want to give you one more example. How's this for example? If you had 6,000 Rand in 1980, 6,000 Rand in 1980 would have given you enough money to purchase a brand new Ford Cortina. So 6,000 Rand 34 years ago could have bought you a brand new Ford Cortina. Now, if you had taken that 6,000 Rand and put it into a bank deposit savings account, that 6,000 Rand by today would have grown to about 127,000 Rand. And today, the same buying power of the 6,000 growing in a bank account, growing to 127,000 would be enough for you to buy a second-hand entry-level car compared to the Ford Cortina in 1980. But let me get to the story here. If you took that same 6,000 Rand and invested it into a balanced unit trust fund over the last 34 years, that 6,000 Rand would have grown to 2.3 million Rand. 6,000 in a bank account would have grown to 127,000. By investing it in a balanced unit trust fund, you would have had 2.3 million Rand. The difference is that 6,000 Rand could buy you a middle-class family home compared to a second-hand entry-level car. I hope you're getting the importance of what I'm trying to say. Build up your savings. It's essential for the short-term needs. But building up your wealth portfolio is equally important, and it's important that you give that money time to grow. Now, in the next week, we're going to look at the 70% of the 10-20-70 principle. But today I want to tell you, stick to the 10-20-70 principle. When you put God first and honor Him with your money, He'll take care of the rest. And when you build up the cash flow for the reserves, for the emergencies and the opportunities that arise, you'll always have cash flow available. And then if you put money into your wealth portfolio and you invest that in a diversified portfolio of growth stocks, you've got the best opportunity of getting good growth over the long term. Get advice, sit down with a financial advisor. I promise you, if you put the right principles and processes in place, you can manage your money like a pro and you can build towards financial freedom. By the way, if you want a copy of tonight's notes, drop me a quick WhatsApp, just your name and your email address, and just say, I want the notes. I'll ensure that these notes are sent to you with diagrams and all the facts and the figures that we've looked at tonight on financial matters. You can WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. My friend, the moral of the story is get advice. Put the right investments in place. Get your financial priorities in the right order. You can set yourself up for a brighter and more blessed tomorrow. Above all, more important than your money, get your life right with God. My friend, you tune into CCFM. The program is Financial Matters. Our Financial Freedom Series is brought to you by Invest for Life, www.investforlife.com. .co.za. And by the way, it's Invest for Life with the numerical 4. If you need advice, get hold of them, go onto their website, they will be able to assist you.
Burdens exchanged.
Burdens exchanged.
Life reframed. CCFM 107.5, changing lives for good.
Okay, just gone 52 minutes after 6. You tuned into Financial Matters. My name's Clinton. Francois, Pastor Francois is up at 7 o'clock with time to decide. And during his ultimate decision-making moment, he's going to talk about how all things are possible with God. He's the God of the possible, mission impossible. God is able to do a work in your life that no man can stop. So tune in to Time to Decide coming up in about 8 minutes from now. Before we get there, though, I want to get straight into our life tip. Our life tip is brought to you by Better You Living. Go to betteryouliving.com. How to live your best life now by while honoring God.
The life tip of the week. Brought to you by Better You Living. Visit betteryouliving.com for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now.
By the way, someone's asked, who can they contact for financial advice? You can get hold of investforlife.co.za. You can even email me there, clinton@investforlife.co.za. That's clinton@investforlife, the number 4, .co.za. Let's get straight into our life tip tonight. I want to encourage you to call on God. When you call on Him, He will answer. And so let me get to the point. If you are facing a situation that is beyond your control, if you're in a tough space tonight, I want to encourage you to call on God. He wants you to bother Him with your problems. I want to read a quick scripture to you. It comes out of Psalm 91, and this is what it says. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. Do you love God? If you love God, God says, I will rescue those who love me. And God says, I will protect those who trust in my name. I want to ask you, do you love God? Do you trust Him? God's word declares that He will rescue those who love Him. He'll protect those who trust in His name. It says, when they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. I will reward them with long life and give them my salvation. Such a powerful scripture. God's word says, when you love God, when you trust Him, you can call on Him. He will answer. He will be with you in trouble. He will rescue you and honor you. And He will reward you with long life and give you His salvation. All you need to do is love God, trust Him, and He will protect, He will provide, He will answer. God loves to rescue. He loves to have a close walk with His children. So tonight I want to ask you, are you in trouble? If so, call on God. I want to tell you tonight that God wants you to bother Him with your problems. You can call on God and He answers His children. Are you a child of God? If you've neglected your walk with God, if you've lost your way, it's not too late to return to God. If you've sinned, repent of your sin. If you've turned your back on God, turn back to Him. Call on Him. The Bible declares He will rescue us. He will answer our prayers. He'll protect us, provide us for us. Let me get to the point. Are you overwhelmed with trouble tonight? Call on God. Invite Him into your life. You know, there's a scripture in Psalm 55. It talks about David. He was anxious, fearful in a really tough place. And this is what David did. He prayed to God. He said, "Listen to my prayer, O God. Don't ignore my cry for help, for I am overwhelmed with troubles." He goes on in Psalm 55 and says, "God, I'm trembling. I cannot stop shaking." And in verse 11, he says, "Lord, everything feels like it's falling apart." Can you resonate with David? He was shaking in his boots. He was anxious, fearful. He was in a tough place. But in the middle of his crazy situation, he said, "Listen to my prayer, O God. Don't ignore my cry for help." And this is what David said in verse 16. "I will call on God, and I know the Lord will rescue me." David went on and said, "Morning, noon, and night, I cry out in my distress, and the Lord hears my voice, and He ransoms me and keeps me safe." And David concluded like this. He said, "Give your burdens to the Lord, and He'll take care of you. He'll never permit the godly to slip and fall." My friend, I want to encourage you tonight. If you're facing a difficult situation, do not try live your life alone. Don't face your financial woes alone. Even if you're in the middle of a complex trial, even if you're shaking on the inside, paralyzed by fear, give your troubles to God. Don't let your troubles drive you from God. Let them drive you into the loving arms of our Savior. You see, we were cut off from God because of sin. We were left in trouble. But God sent Jesus to ransom us. He died on the cross. He shed His blood. He paid the full price so that we can be reconnected to God. And so, my friend, tonight, I don't know what's up in your life, but my Bible says that I can come boldly to God's throne of grace and receive His mercy in my time of need. I don't know what's in your life, what's going on in your life, what your relationship with God is, but know this, God is able to fix it. The Bible is clear. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And the Bible declares, "I will rescue those who love me. I'll protect those who trust in my name. When my people call on me, I will answer them. I'll be with them in trouble. I'll rescue and honor them. I'll reward them with long life and give them my salvation." Maybe tonight your salvation's a matter of chance. Maybe you've let go of God. Cast your cares on Jesus. Give your worries to Him. Call on Him. Surrender your life to Him. You don't have to face life alone. When you love God and trust Him, He'll take care of the rest. My friend, if you're not in a relationship with God, call on Him now. You can just say, "Lord Jesus, I need you. I can't face this situation any longer." You can just say, "Jesus, thank you for the price you paid on the cross for me. I surrender my burden and my life to you. And I ask you to change me. I ask you to set me free. I give you my life. I ask you to be my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen and amen." My friend, you don't have to face life's burdens alone. Surrender your burdens to God. Call on Him. He will answer. You want a copy of the notes tonight? WhatsApp me now. 061-798-1075. But you need to do it in the next minute because time to decide's up next with Pastor Francois. From myself, Clinton, go well and God bless you. Please, if you've made a decision to get your life right with God, simply WhatsApp me your name, email address. If it's a first-time decision, put the letter A down. I want to bless you with these notes tonight and an incredible book as a gift from us at CCFM, and our prayer friends want to pray for you. If you've made a decision to restart your walk with God, WhatsApp me your name, your email address, and put the letter B down. If you just want the notes, just WhatsApp me your email address. The WhatsApp line, 061-798-1075. You can also email me, clinton@ccfm.org.za. From myself, Clinton, go well, God bless, have an awesome evening, and stay tuned. Pastor Francois Daniel's up next with Time to Decide, and tonight he's going to be looking at an awesome message all about Mission Impossible. God can change your life, my friend. Hang on in there and put your hope in Him.
Financial Matters was sponsored by Invest for Life and Better You Living. Join Clinton Vadner on Financial Matters on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. And Better You Living, for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now. For more information, visit www.investforlife.co.za and www.betteryouliving.com. Invest for Life is a registered financial service. That's Financial Matters, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.